Is everybody ready to have fun? We got three beautiful comedians. They're fucking lovely looking. They're dressed beautiful. And I got Bobby about to play some music. And let's have fun. Go ahead, Bobby.
Thanks for coming out. We put a lot of work into this.
We love you!
And this song is for the ladies. Alright.
Going ham.
Walking down the sunny street to the library, checking out the latest books about outer space. She goes to the purse and buys a dozen oranges. She and the books and the oranges go back to her place.
Uh,
next song? Hey. This next song's got a harmonica in it. And it is about, it's about, I don't know. Here we go.
The king, he sat in a chair of gold, and he let life lead him feed. His daughter sat by his side most nights to keep him company. Well, the wise men and the alchemists looked over the charts of grass. They're inconclusive, they're inconclusive. Hopefully this will pass. The jester said, I tried to make him laugh. The party was thrown for the king that night, and they
having a good time, or like forgetting about the bad things so you can have a good time.
Troubled at the office, troubled at the bank. I put my hands up on the street, and I know it's real, but still feels fake. The last thing I remember from that world is a drum tape. Clicked out on the tape too slow. Oh, what a life we give towards obsession, curled toes, and that deadline that's running through our friends as well as clothes. And that tree line looks over like a bending ghost as I go down this road of the bored and the boring. No one saw it coming, everyone was shocked. So I put my roommate's helmet, keep a tight grip on my bike lock, take the side streets, keep my eyes clocked. Oh, it only takes a second to pass. I've had some really good people say some really nice things to me, and I've had really good people bummed out here in this bed next to me. So I sing my life in circles through these outrages, and I've had some really nice people have to tell me goodbye. So I give my wish to a nickel, I close my eyes and let it fly and try to stay positive.
God, Bob. So, this is the Lousy Weather Media comedy show, right? 1 year ago, we started doing a podcast because me and Paul didn't have, like, a band anymore. So, we wanted to tell the stories of, like, the people we know is basically was the plan. And through it, we met a bunch of fun-ass comedians that are fucking hilarious. And the first kid just, like, impressed me amazingly within, like, 5 minutes. And then we named him Chatty Cum Socks. He comes in his socks. All right. His name's Chad Weaver. And I'm about to bring him down in the basement.
Be a man, and a man's gotta learn to take it. Try to believe, if the going gets rough, that you're gonna hang tough to me.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, it's soft?
Yes.
Guys, it's still going. Oh. I'm working out to a heroic song.
History repeats itself. Try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one. And you can have your dreams. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna
Okay, the mic's gone. There we are. It's riding upstairs.
There we are. It's nice to be here in a basement that I'm definitely getting black mold poisoning from. It's really great. It's cool to be here. I did another house show last night in Kent, so I'm basically the king of the house shows right now. And I don't know how good of a thing that is. I did a burlesque show too last night, which was very uncomfortable for me because all of those women have the body type of my mother. So it's kind of depressing. These gloves and eye thingies for your safety. So there we go. My hands are very sweaty now. One thing I always say is let it ride. I'm not making proper use of these props right now. Macarena, I've come to Rock-a-Rena, your world. Oh, I don't know. I'm sure everyone's from Akron here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no hope. I like Akron because, you know, it's got like the soul of a big city, like a rampant crack addiction and a dead economy. It's really great. I ate at a restaurant in Akron once, and I ate with my dad there, and in the restaurant, there was like bowling trophies and pictures of bowlers all over the walls, so I asked my dad, what's with all this bowling memorabilia at this restaurant? My dad said, well, you see, Akron used to be a big bowling town, which is the saddest sentence I've ever heard. All we had was bowling and it's gone? Okay, gotcha. Now what do? Just stab each other, I guess. Too close to home, I get it. I go to Akron U, which is it's where dreams go to become mediocre. They're like, you want to become an astronaut? Head janitor. Good luck. Target needs you. Oh, man. I like it there, but it's very scary because the campus is nice, but the area around the campus is a little bit murdery. I one time parked in a parking deck that was a little too far off campus, like about 50 feet off campus. I was walking to my car, saw a really tall, shady guy start running at me out of the corner of my eye. So I got really scared, started looking around for an exit, started looking around for a weapon. Then I remember I took karate for 6 years. I am a weapon. That one's for the crowd. You can keep those. I stole them from upstairs. They're not mine. This is also very hot. This is my grandmother's sweater, I guess. And this is And this is my dad's sweater. I only wear hand-me-down clothes, even though I don't have to, which is very weird. Like, I always wear my grandpa's shirts, and when I tell people that, they get really weird because they assume he's dead, even though he's not, and I'm just some weird kid stealing my grandfather's clothes. I don't know. This thing is impossible to get off also, by the way, as a mind of its own. I'm saying my pits are very sweaty right now. Oh, yeah, yeah. See this? Also, with dad cum stains on it.
I'm pretty sure that is true.
No, I absolutely believe it. I washed it a couple times. It's ingrained in there. That means, like, that wasn't one, like, angry masturbation session. That was multiple. Yeah, I asked my dad, I was like, what is this? And he didn't want to answer it. Which means it's totally that. My dad, I remember his closet always smelling really weird. I know this is a weird story, but his closet like always smelled funky and stale. And a couple months ago, I was hanging out with some guys. These guys left for about 20 minutes, came back. When they came back, they smelled funky and stale like my dad's closet. So I told them, you guys smell like my dad's closet. And they said, oh, sorry, man, we just went out and smoked some weed. Yeah. That's when I realized, oh shit, my dad's closet smells like weed. My dad smokes weed. Which is when I realized, oh shit, my 54-year-old dad who watches The Bachelor and talks to my cat all day is way cooler than me. And I found his weed, too. It was a crazy thing. It was a Tupperware thing with a couple buds in it. I don't know. I don't smoke weed. I don't know what... Oh, everyone's the, like, sad silence of, like, unbeliever. Hail Satan. This is definitely...
Oh, black.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm a virgin, and I feel like this is some elaborate plan to get me sacrificed. Like, finally, let's get his blood. Let's go. It's... Yeah, I found my dad's weed, and like I said, I wanna take it and just like sit him down and be like, you're killing me and your mother, Dad. And he'll be like, my mother's dead, Chad. I'm like, exactly. You're killing us. I like the very unsafe light fixture right here. Oh, and this is like, you definitely had weed here growing before. And he's like, just reuse it. Just reuse the light. It works. It's good. Oh, man. This is a nice house. Not too bad. There's all that paint over there. I really want to get high off it. If a police officer walked down here, he would be very confused why there's like a teenage boy preaching to everyone. And he'd be like, oh, you guys are smoking all the weed, aren't you? He'd be like, yeah. Obviously, there's a Swisher Sweet container here on the stage. It's pretty great. Oh, man. I was going to... Ah, camera. I don't know. He's filming that, so this is going to be a great found footage horror movie later. So who's the killer? Let's get that out right now. It's me. It's definitely me. And is that... That's definitely a paper towel dispenser, right? I don't know. I'm just examining your... I'm just examining your appliances at this point. Well, looks pretty nice. Looks like it's up to code. Well, that's just a wire hanging. I don't know. I like these. I want to start a band, but it's just me doing this a lot. But I think I'll just... I think I get out of here, though, guys. I think I've done enough time. wait. I'll close on this.
Give us a close.
Yeah. This one goes out to the ladies. Because I want to be the most sexually aggressive child in a sweater right now. Gals. Mammogram. More like mammo. Damn, girl, look at them titties. Thank you very much. I'm Chad.
I gave Chatty Cum Socks a G-hug. He's like the most polite guy I know. When he came on the podcast and was interviewed, when he got done, he was the only guy in 52 episodes to like start trying to break down the mic stands with us. Like, he was like, oh, should I take the mic down with you guys or should I leave? We were like, no, you can leave, man. It's okay. Like, don't worry about it. Anyway, we got the next guy is probably one of the funniest people we all know. He's like that guy that you know. His name's Eric Brewer. And he's gonna come up here and tell some jokes.
Bobby, everybody, everybody, make some noise, Bobby. You all know him, we love him. Hey, let's make some noise for Lousy Weather Media, come on. They're the reason we're here. I really appreciate these guys putting me on the podcast. They took my, they took my podcast cherry, so always have a special place in my heart for those moments. Speaking of lousy weather, who's ready for fall? You guys digging it?
Me, I am. I love it.
You're like a freshman college white girl. Everyone's showing, I mean, it's fall, yeah, whatever, but everyone's showing a little bit too much love for fall. Like, I think they need to tone it down. Girls are posting on their statuses, like, top 10 favorite things about fall. Pumpkin spice lattes, and leaves are changing colors, and fires, and fucking... I just love the fall, and jackets, and Uggs, and... I like the fall, but I like the fall for... a really different reason than most people like fall. Like, I don't give a shit that it's football season and it's not as hot out anymore. I like the fall because a lot less people get raped in the fall. It's a fact. It's a statistical fact that a lot less people get raped in the fall. And that's mainly because it's a lot harder to sneak up on someone with all those dead leaves on the ground. All right? Sir, were you following me? Nope. Just out here jogging in my ski mask. Just doing a little jogging in my ski mask. You know, in China, they say that the sexual position you're in when you conceive a child actually plays a part in that child's life, the type of person they become. But in China, their sexual positions are they have different names than the ones we're used to. Like, their sexual positions are like a dragon or a crane or a crescent moon. And in Chinese cultures, all those words have like significance as far as strength and wisdom and power. But if you were to translate that and Americanize it, that would mean that if you conceive a child when you're in the doggy style position, then maybe that kid's going to grow up to be a veterinarian. Or like a cashier at PetSmart. Or like the guy scraping shit out of the kennels in the Humane Society. I don't know, just something to do with dogs. Well, like, let's say you conceive a child when you're in the reverse cowgirl position, right? We got any fans? The reverse cowgirl position?
Who doesn't?
Exactly. Top or bottom, huh? Oh. But let's say you conceive a child when you're in the reverse cowgirl position. That would mean that child would grow up to be a farmer or a rodeo clown. Or a fat white chick that drinks a lot and line dances at the Dusty Armadillo. I don't know. Then, of course, let's say you conceive a child when you're in the missionary position. Obviously, that kid's going to grow up to be a pedophile. It's pretty obvious. I mean, I think we could all agree missionaries aren't flying across the world to spread the word of God. They're flying all over the world because there is no age of consent in Mongolia. I know that because I was there once. Went there on a missions trip. And that's when my youth pastor raped me, so... See, I went from, like, a playful rape joke to, like, a really sad... confession. I think that I was conceived when my parents were having anal sex. Because I'm the shit. my good friend Paul, let's big shout out to Paul Wolf.
Paul Wolf.
He's my dude. Oh, oh. I've known Paul for a long time.
Oh, you were howling like wolves.
Yeah, yeah. He's on board. Sean's got it. But yeah, one of me and Paul's things that we bonded over is comic books. Big comic book fans. I was pretty pumped when Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, when that new movie came out, because I'm a big TMNT fan. Except the thing I don't understand, I love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I've been watching them since I was 4 years old. Honestly, it's one of the first memories I ever had. It was on Saturday morning watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But do the math on that. So I was 4 years old. I'm 26 now. So 4 plus 2 decades. Shouldn't those motherfuckers be like the middle-aged Mutant Ninja Turtles by now? Instead of fighting crime, they should be fighting things like erectile dysfunction and high cholesterol from all the pizza they ate. I'd still watch that show. A bunch of turtles talking to a rat about what works better, Cialis or Viagra. I'm not sure Shredder would have any advice to give on that topic, though. He looks like his little rat dick hasn't got hard in years. That's why he carries that big staff with him at all times. He's compensating. You guys ever wonder if crushed ice is just ice that's been told over and over again that'll never amount to anything? You ever wonder if shaved ice is just ice that used to be, like, really hairy? That one's not as good. You ever wonder if Ice Cube's ever gonna stop making shitty movies? I don't know about you guys, but I thought Ice Cube was a lot cooler when his music scared me. Not his career decisions. Thank you, Chad, for destroying my punchline. That's what happens when you have basement comedy shows, man. It's all bets are off. Do you guys ever wonder if I'm ever going to stop talking about ice? I'm just trying to mark my spot as America's number one ice comedian, I think. So I'm gonna...
Nice to meet you.
If I could figure out a way to work like ice carving into my set, I'd be golden. I think I just need to figure out how to turn on a chainsaw first. That'd be my first step. Really, I just want people to address me as Iceman, is what. If whenever anyone talked to me, they could start with, "Hey, Iceman," I'd be cool with that. Do you guys like blue collar comedy?
That was a resounding no.
Get her done. I've been studying blue collar comedy because as a comedian I was trying to like expand my comedic range, so I wanted to study all different types of comedy. And recently I was doing a little study on blue collar comedy. And I don't like it. Get her done. But the one blue collar comedy, like the one type of joke I do respect is I like the "you might be a redneck" jokes. You guys know? Like the, yeah. Like if you think loading the dishwasher is getting your wife fucked up, man, you might be a redneck. Get her done. So what I did is I went ahead and I wrote my own version of the "you might be a redneck" joke. Except instead of redneck, I switched it to porn addict. Because I believe porn addiction is real. And it needs to be talked about. What I'm going to do is I'm going to choose to not face the audience for the remainder of this joke. Because the quarters are tight. And sometimes jokes just hit a little too close to home. See, I'm coming out with a confession, so obviously. This is hard for me, all right? All right, this is my version of "You Might Be a Redneck." Here it goes. Are you guys ready? If you type the letter Y into your web browser and the website YouJizz pops up before YouTube. You might be addicted to porn. If you had no idea what Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about until you watched your first interracial gangbang. You might be addicted to porn. Now I know why Martin Luther King Jr. kept saying, "We shall overcome." More like, "We shall overcome on them titties." You might be addicted to porn. All right, last one. This one's hard to get out, so bear with me. You can do this. If your favorite part about having sex is going home the next day and masturbating while your balls still kind of smell like pussy. You might be addicted to porn. Thank you. I still don't know why that one gets applause breaks, but I'll have to ask my mom about that one tonight. Speaking of porn, the closest I ever came to seeing a ghost in real life, the one time I was watching porn in high definition, and the lead male role was played by a muscly black man, and at one point during the video, I noticed that he had a tattoo of what I'm assuming was his dead nephew's portrait on his side. And then me and his dead nephew made eye contact. And then I came. And I went to bed frightened. I hope I live to be old enough to tell that story to a group of children around a campfire. By then they'll all be jerking off to robots and it'll just like blow their mind. Like. I'm getting to the point where I'm getting a little too old to like go to college campuses and party. I just make horrible decisions when I get drunk on college campuses. Like whenever I get drunk at Kent State, I like to play this game called National Guard versus Vietnam Protester. Yeah. And how you play is it's what I call it when I get really drunk and then I end up shooting a hippie chick in the face. With my semen. And then afterwards, I enjoy some authentic Vietnamese cuisine. And by that, I mean I wait for her to pass out and then I steal all the ramen out of her dorm room. Even though ramen's cheap, it tastes much better when you steal it from a freshman you just banged. It's tough to watch the news nowadays. It's just sad. It's just nothing but depressing news on TV. Like, this was an actual true story. This happened a few months ago. There was a story in the news about some guy in a motorized wheelchair that was crossing train tracks when a train was coming and was hit and killed. And that's just the kind of stuff you see when you turn on the news, happy things like that. The thing that stood out the most about that broadcast is after they told the story, the reporter looked into the camera and said, police still don't know. why this man rode his motorized wheelchair onto the train tracks while a train was coming and was hit and killed. And I was like, I wonder why he would do that. Maybe it's because he lives a really shitty, depressing life. Either that or one of his wheels got stuck, and then that's just as sad. Some people use their hover rounds to go to the Grand Canyon. Other people use their hover rounds to just say, fuck it, let's just end this now. My parents, I'm to the age now where my parents don't really give a shit about, like, getting me gifts. Like, if it's Christmas or my birthday, I can pretty much guarantee that I'm just getting gift cards, which I don't like it. I hate gift cards. I don't like being told where I need to spend my money. I always forget to use them. I think they're bullshit. So this last year when I got a gift card for my birthday, I was like, Mom, why? Can't you just give me the money? Wouldn't that be easier? Just cut the middleman out of the equation. My mom was like, well, Eric, your father and I were afraid to give you money because we think you might be using that money on drugs and alcohol. Which is actually a very accurate assessment of what I was planning on doing with that money. But nonetheless, it is disheartening when you figure out that your parents look at you the same way you might look at a fucking homeless person. God damn it. But what my parents don't know is I have a really fat weed man, and to him, a Chipotle gift card is a perfectly acceptable form of currency. He'll be like, yo, Brewer, you got 5 on this blunt? I'm like, nah. I got a big-ass burrito on it, though, so hey. Why don't you pass it this way there, fatso? You know, between Chris Brown and Ray Rice, if you order brown rice on your burrito at Chipotle, it's pretty much like getting a side of domestic violence with your... That's why if there's ever a young female working the rice section at Chipotle and she asks me if I like white or brown rice, I go, what do you think, bitch? How dare you ask me that question? I was doing a show like this. It wasn't a house show, but it was a group of people drinking and telling jokes. And I was on my way home, and I got pulled over, which is bad news. I was nervous because, honestly, my criminal record, if my criminal record was an STD, it'd be herpes because there's definitely a few sore spots on there. Apparently, the cop knew this when he walked up to my window because he was already smoking a cigarette when he approached me. It's like we had skipped the arrest and just went straight to the interrogation. He was like, sir, have you been drinking tonight? I was like, I might have, which was not the right answer. So he tells me to get out of my car, turns me around, starts patting me down, reaches into my pocket and pulls out a piece of paper, which happened to be my set list from the show I was just at. Which is not good because I like to give my, jokes weird names, helps me remember them. But to this cop, it probably looked like a serial killer's grocery list. Like at one point I heard him say out loud, dolphin rape? Virgin asshole? Fuck the Easter bunny. Dude, what the hell is this? I was like, well, sir, I'm a comedian. I was just kind of on my way home from a show. What you have in your hand is a list of all the jokes that I told this evening. And he was like, oh, so you think you're a funny guy, do you? Well, funny guy, tell me a joke. I was like, okay. How do you pick up a hot Jewish girl? With a broom and a dustpan. And then the cop said, okay, you're free to go. And I got in my car and left. And I haven't told anyone about it since. I'm pretty sure that's the only good thing to ever come out of the Holocaust. For me, personally. For me. That is my favorite thing to come out of the Holocaust. Like, if I had to make a SportsCenter top 10, like, favorite things to happen from the Holocaust, that would be number one. Only slightly above the movie Valkyrie. So do you guys ever wonder how much you'd sell for if you were sold into sex slavery? Do you ever think about that? Like real life shit like that? You like to think it'd be a lot, right? No one wants to be like that cheap cow that they bring out at the end of the state fair, the one that no one wants. I think that if I was sold into sex slavery, I would sell for a lot of money. Because that's because I believe we live in a world where virgin assholes don't go for cheap on the black market. That's right, folks. Virgin asshole. And that doesn't mean I'm a shitty person that's never put my penis inside of a vagina. What that means is that my asshole has yet to be penetrated by my finger or someone else's finger or whatever it is you kids are shoving up in there these days. I don't even know. Fucking broom handles and gerbils and shit. Not me, no way. Not this asshole. My asshole is like a toy I received when I was a very small child. A toy I never played with. As a matter of fact, I haven't even taken it out of the packaging yet. Which, in my estimation, makes it a collector's item. That's why I think if I ever was sold into sex slavery, the rich old bastard that bought me wouldn't even use my asshole for sexual favors. Instead, he would just proudly mount it in his man cave like a fucking bowling trophy. Or a deer head. I would just have to get naked and stand next to his lazy boy recliner like... Fuck, that's a good workout. And then his rich, perverted friends would come over and they'd be like, oh, my, 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 Richard. Is that what I think it is? Is that an 88 virgin? Ah, yes, indeed. Indeed it is. Boy, I tell you, Richard, they sure don't make them like they used to. Hey, my name is Eric Brewer. Thank you, lousy weather media.
God damn. Keep it going for Eric Brewer. Give him some more clap. Holy shit, Eric Brewer. Gosh. One of my favorite things about being in a band was all the fucking random people you'd meet on the road. And this one time we played in somebody's backyard in a fucking amphitheater. Like, it was the nicest amphitheater ever in a backyard. And fucking this guy was telling jokes the whole time. And he was fucking, I don't know, Tom Nelson. And he's going to come tell jokes for you now. He's one of my best friends now. I talk to him, like, every once in a while. Come on, Tom Nelson, let's tell some jokes.
Guys, give it up for Sean, Bob, Paul, lousy weather for putting this whole thing together. You know, like I said, I didn't know if I was going to come tonight just because of the drive and everything, but I was like, I'm going to do a little comedy, and then like, there's going to be a virgin sacrifice afterwards. Mm-hmm. And what's really nice is Chad's nice and small, so we can really fit him up there. Like, curl up a little bit, man. I got to get the knife in there. How you guys doing? Now, Chad, could you do me a favor, but could you hand me that the beer? It's the right one. He's 18, touching a beer. Get him. Gotcha.
I took it from him.
Did you?
Hey, you took it from back.
Hey, Chase, welcome back, bud.
He brought High Life and just left.
Give up for Chase, everybody.
Yeah, Chase.
Woo! How you guys doing? Like I said, my name is Tom Nelson. I'm from a little place called Steubenville, Ohio. It's the right reaction. Or, you know, if you watch CNN, the home of Dean Martin and date rape. But the worst thing about being from Steubenville, other than being from Steubenville, is that during that whole entire situation, I actually got to meet people that were more of a fan of the Big Red football team and they actually were of, I don't know, like human justice and dignity and everything, they'd be like, I don't know, man. Did you see those pictures? I don't know. See what she was wearing? Kind of asking for it. Which, fuck that. I think we should actually flip that around. Meaning to where, you know, if I see some dude walking down the street wearing a tap-out shirt, I should be able to walk up and Superman punch that dude in the face and then choke him out with my leg spider style. Shh. Judge is going to be like, why'd you do it? And be like, did you see what he was wearing? Kind of asking for it. This is the part of that joke where I look out in the audience and I see who's wearing a tap-out shirt. It's going to be beating the fuck out of me in the parking lot later tonight. Which, looking good here. Looking good to go. I really think that with tap-out shirts, there should be some type of weight limit to it. Just for the sure fact that I would stay in Spencer's all day long just waiting for a big kid to go buy a tap-out shirt. They used to be like, step to the side, sir. And they'd break out like all those little body pillar things to test like the body fat index. They'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, you're not qualified for this tap-out shirt, but we have a great selection of WWE merchandise right there. That's the thing, though. I can't even, like, act like I'm a tough guy just because I know. I know what you're thinking, sir. You're like, damn, I thought I was coming to a comedy show. I didn't know I was going to have to sit here and be intimidated by 217 pounds of all-American whoop-ass. No, but don't worry. I can't even act like I'm a tough guy because I know deep down inside that I'm the same motherfucker that cried during Homeward Bound twice. And I'm not even talking about when I was a little kid. I'm talking like 2 weeks ago. Seriously though, ma'am, how much ice do you have to have around your heart to not tear up when a family cat falls down a waterfall? It's like, oh, little sucky cat, no! I mean, she pops up, but still, you know? Or the end, when the old dog Shadow gets stuck down in the mud hole, the random mud hole that wasn't covered up at all, like a human could have fell in there. You realize that, guys? And he's stuck down there like, go on without me. I got the doggy diabetes. I'm not going to make it. Go on, Chance. This is your time now. I'm glad to be here tonight with people. Last Friday, I realized the true mark of loneliness is when you're sitting home alone going through the TV guide and you just stop and say these words out loud. Ghost Adventure Marathon. Fuck yeah. It's when you know there's something underneath rock bottom. I don't care. Hey, we got any Ghost Adventure fans here?
Woo!
Exactly, because you know what? It's all right. You guys don't have to live in shame anymore. You can be loud and proud. Our time is now. Because it's fine to like Ghost Adventures. It's fine, because you know why? Because they're the biggest douchebags in the paranormal field, hands down. They are absolutely the worst. Zach Baggins all roided up, just bursting in doors, yelling at blank spaces. It's basically, it's essentially Jersey Shore meets Scooby-Doo. It's fantastic. And I love it the best because any other normal ghost hunting show that's always the same, like, we're going to go in this room and we're going to ask some questions and try to make contact. And Zach Baggins is like, fuck that! Boom! We're here at the Magnolia Plantation where dozens upon dozens of slaves lost their lives. I'm going to paint Aaron up here in blackface, call him the N-word 17 times and whip him and try to make contact. And they always do like the EVP sessions. You guys ever see that where they do the voice record and they're like, we heard this sound. And it's always the same. It's never scary. It's always like, get out. Leave now. And I'm like, dude, I've been on eHarmony dates. I've heard that plenty of times. It doesn't scare me anymore. If they wanted the EVPs to be truly scary, truly terrifying, it would be like, we captured this evidence. Am I your girlfriend? Oh, I think we should move in together. Oh. And the most chilling one, I'm late. Ah! Fucking be out of there, man. Ghost ever told me that. I don't understand. Anyone here afraid of ghosts? We have any ghosts? People afraid of ghosts?
I am.
Are you afraid, Sean? Why, man?
No, I'm not. I don't believe in them.
I know.
So. Yeah. I just wanted to play.
Hey, dude, keep playing. You want to play a little bit more? Yeah. I like how you jumped in there, man.
I'm so afraid of
him,
man, dude.
Sean, I don't know why you're scared of him, bud.
I'm starting to cry, bro.
It's all right, bud. Don't worry. I'm here with you. We're all here with you, but I'm here with you more. But ghosts are like, they're just like invisible assholes. I mean, ghosts are really, when you think about it, ghosts are really just like shitty cats you can't see. always running around in the middle of the night knocking shit over, sitting at the bottom of the stairs going, meh, meh.
Goddamn old man Jasper, fucking go to bed.
And it's always the same interviews on these ghost shows, though. It's always like, it was terrifying. There were plates and dishes flying everywhere and napkins all over. It's not scary. I get drunk and do that in Denny's bi-weekly. And you don't see my episode of Paranormal Witness. I do think, though, that if you're ever truly in a ghost situation and you're terrified, you know, you can just feel that presence, like something's behind you. Hair start going on the back of your neck. In order to get away from the ghost and solve the situation, all you have to do is start masturbating just furiously. Because no ghost is going to want to deal with that. Because take it from a ghost perspective, you know, they're creeping around, about to jump on you, get the pounce, and you just start going at it. And I mean, I'm talking, sir, you got to really go at it. Like Beowulf warrior dick. Like, you know? Like, it can only be quenched by blood. Like, girls, I don't know what you have to do, like, what your equivalent is, like, real hardcore downstairs DJing. Like, you know, like dubstep, like, womp, 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 womp. Sidebar, I love dubstep, mainly because ever since I was a little boy, I've always wondered what Transformers sounded like having sex. Now I know. Seriously, next time you hear that bass drop, just picture Optimus Prime having Bumblebee bend over, just wop, 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 drop the bass. Oh, where was I? Just love this basement. Look at Bob over there getting all the angles.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like doing a handstand here pretty soon. Like he's gonna be in that like twerking position with the camera sitting right on his asshole.
And you'll be ready.
I'll be ready for that. I love this basement because it's like a Final Destination greatest hits of what's gonna kill me. Every time I hear something drop, I'm like, oh, that's the marvel that's gonna knock off the lights. It's gonna swing over, catch on the pipe. There's gonna thing gonna break, and this light's gonna go whoosh right in my face. Which, guys, if that does happen, no, I died doing what I loved. Talking about my penis in front of strangers. Now what you're thinking. You're thinking, like, he hasn't even mentioned his dick yet. Give it time. Good to see you guys drinking tonight. How's everyone doing? The drinks? Woo! Put them up.
Yeah!
Oh, God. I like to think, too, that you're never an alcoholic as long as you got a nickname for your day. Again, it's like Monday Fun Day, Toasted Tuesday, White Trash Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday, and it's freaking weekend. We about to have us some fun. I see you're a little curious, like, Tom, what does a White Trash Wednesday entail? Glad you asked. With your eyes. Basically, all it is you wear a white beater, drink nothing but pass-through ribbon, and listen to Kid Rock all day. And then you get White Trash Lobster drunk. Tom, what's White Trash Lobster drunk? Thank God you asked. That's when you get so fucked up, you really can't move your hands anymore. But you still know every word of the Kid Rock Devil Without a Cause album. Cause you wanna be a cowboy, baby. But drinking, it's getting rough as I'm getting older, though. Can we, like, next show, like, have it on, like, a Saturday? Because I'm way fucking hungover right now. Like, I don't even know where I am, really. But, like, hangovers are getting so much worse. Anyone else getting, like, two-day hangovers? That started for everyone yet? Yeah. Anyone ever get a hangover so bad it made you understand religion? Because think about it, though. You go out the night before, and like an idiot, you're mixing all your drinks and everything. Drinks of different ethnicities and diversities and different places of origin. So that, and when you wake up in the morning, they're all just fucking just raging in there, just going around your stomach. It's like basically Gangs of New York going on down there. You know? Because you start out at night with like maybe a Corona, be like, hey, Holmes, I'm just here trying to chill with my lime, you know, man? And you know, and then the Budweiser comes in and is like, what the fuck you doing over here in the stomach with that fruit? Huh? Fucking faggot wet back lime over there. That's Budweiser's words, not mine, folks. Not mine. Oh, God. And then Jameson comes in like, you may take the stomach one day, but we will have our freedom, and we'll get you fucked up. I don't know what accent that was. It was close. Just insert your own in your mind. And then all of a sudden, you know, tequila's got to jump in there and be like, hey, heard you saying shit about Corona, huh? Fucking Holmes, I'm gonna cut you. Then Jaeger goes in there like, yeah, bro, we're doing Jaeger bombs. Then you get a Hennessy in there like, hey, what up, man? I'm just kidding, guys. I don't have enough black friends to drink Hennessy. But you have all that going on in your stomach, and it's terrible all morning. Then you go out to breakfast, and down from the heavens descends Bacon Jesus. Oh. He gets down there, he's like, all right, I'm Bacon Jesus, Mom. We just chill out, all get along, have a little bit of protein. It's going to make you feel better. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking like, wow, Bacon Jesus sounds a lot like Matthew McConaughey. No, 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 no. Matthew McConaughey sounds a lot like Bacon Jesus. Everything's great because your stomach's just coated in protein and passion, which is the way any romantic blowjob ends too. Think about it. You got it. You know, and everything's going great, but like the story of real Jesus, somewhere last night, you had some type of really sugary type of chick shot that you don't even know why you took it. Something like, I don't know, like a butterscotch pussy whisper. But from the way you laughed, it was that your nickname in high school? It's okay if it was. Well, you kind of shifted it. There's always one butterscotch pussy whisper in the crowd. That's what I've come to learn. BPW for short. That's your Judas. That's the shot that's going to turn on Bacon Jesus. Because just like the story of real Jesus, shit doesn't end too well for him. And then you got to play the fun game called, what cave is Bacon Jesus going to resurrect himself out of today? Guys, I don't know if you really processed that. I just did a shit, puke, bacon, alcohol joke all in one.
Religion.
All in one, and religion too. That should be fucking carrying me out of here on your shoulders right now. Can I say too that I love it every time I hear a bowl being lit, I'm like, this joke has a chance of being good. It's a little confidence boost. Every single time I hear one. I'm so jealous of people that can like smoke weed and like handle their shit. Because I can't do it. My hat's off to you guys. I would take my hat off, but I have a receding hairline. I don't know. No need to judge, sir. Like, look at you, man. You could break up a right fucking hair, comb right in that thing,
dude,
man.
He looks good.
Dude, that hair. Stuff. Like,
every time I see him, I'm just like, bro, you look so good right
yeah
now.
Yeah.
You're aging so well. He ages so well.
Look at that. You could break off a fucking comb in that thing. Like, that's when you know you're getting older. You stop looking at, like, boobs and butts and start looking at hairlines and be like, look at that. That dude's fucking hairline, man. Oh, God. Ah, fucking great. Like, I can't handle weed, though, because I'm just, it slows me down to the point where I can't deal with social situations because, like, I try to be funny. That's all I have. That's all I have is witty comebacks, you know, everything like that. But I can't, when I'm high, I can't process it and then come up. So basically, like, this is what it looks like when I'm high. I'm just standing there listening to a conversation. And then I think of something funny, but then by the time I process it and have to say it, the moment's completely way past. So it's just me just going. And then I eat myself to death. Because I'm a weak man. Got any pedophiles in here tonight? All right, you guys passed the test. You guys are good to go. I'm just looking out for Chad there. Like this might not be the only basement you end up in tonight, Chad. Eric might know some hookups from the black market. Here's the thing. I think we can all agree we're all against pedophiles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Against them.
But you can never be... I do this joke all the time, and I'm really fucking it up. I think it's a contact high. I think that's what's going on right now. I blame all of you for this right now. You can never be 100% against pedophiles if you've ever played Xbox Live on Call of Duty for more than 3 hours. Because you can only be called a faggot by a 13-year-old so many times before you start hoping he's got a creepy neighbor. And that's my fucking life, though. Like, that's my biggest problem. Like, anyone else here play the line and just get fucking yelled at all the time and just fucking hate your life? Like, that's me, like, 4 times a week at least, sitting there, underwear, Xbox Live headset on,
cut off Metallica t-shirt because it makes me play more aggressive. Just yelling at 13-year-olds violently. And the thing is, too, is I always start out like wanting to do good and wanting to be, you know, like an adult, like a guy that pays taxes. And always starts out like, all right, guys, that was a good game. You know, hey, you know, we try. We'll get you next time.
Yeah, good game, you old faggot.
Hey, man, that's not cool. I got gay friends.
Yeah, you got a lot of gay boyfriends.
All right, man, let's just try it in the next round, all right? Let's just save it for the field. Hey there, asshole. You know you should probably take your fingers out of your asshole. The shoot button's on the right. And the thing these little fucking assholes, they don't understand is that, like, I'm like a grown-ass man. Like, I've been to college, and I have a level of vocabulary and a level of self-hatred they just can't even fathom right now. So when I finally fucking pop, it gets pretty violent. It's like, yeah.
Try again, fucking faggot, take your boyfriend's ass out of your whole mouth.
They can't talk. They're 13. They can't even do insults right. And it just finally hits that one little thing where it just... And it's like... Listen here, you little motherfucking human paraquat. Listen here, you little fucking faggot. I hope, you little dick, that you walk in on your mom eating your dad's asshole. And I'm not talking about sexual way. I am talking knife and fork, motherfucker. And then, once your mom's done eating your dad's asshole, she throws it up in your mouth, baby bird style, and then you shit it out, and she rubs your face in it, you little fucking dick. Guys, I pay taxes. I'm a grown man. Like, right now, I have a selective service card in my wallet, which means if the shit hits the fan, I could be in Russia in a couple months getting beheaded by a guy with a shovel. It's the perfect Russian weapon. I cut his head off with a shovel. I dig a hole. I put the head in. I shit in the shovel. I cover it back up. That could be me, but here I am, you know. There's real shit going on in the world, you know, like... bad stuff, and I'm sitting here like, listen, you little dick, why don't you stop using that new tube like a fag and come step to me like a man? Those words have actually come out of my mouth. I know, I'm shocked I've lost my virginity too, guys.
I'm not.
Oh, God. Oh, man, whenever I sacrifice Chad here later tonight, I'm cutting, I'm just going to look right in your eyes. I love every single second.
Lit, dude.
I know. Hey, I'll say it. You know, like, I'm having these problems, like, right there in my life. And meanwhile, like, over in Africa, there's, like, a dude being devoured by, like, a wildlife, like, an animal right now. Like, not for, like, stupid white people reasons. Like, Bill Goldberg fights a bear. Like, no, nothing like that. Like, he's fighting a wild animal for survival just because it's in his house. Like, you think you had a shitty morning and be like, man, fucking ran out of toothpaste. Had to fucking fight a wild animal. And it's not even, like, a cool wild animal either. It's probably, like, a goddamn hippopotamus. And I know there's some animal planet nerd here thinking, like, well, Tom, actually, you know, the hippopotamus kills more people each year than all other wildlife. Fuck that. A hippopotamus is not a dangerous creature. It's a board game character. If I went to Africa, I'd just walk around with a pocket full of marbles and just... hungry? That's going on. Yeah, here I am yelling at fucking 13-year-olds. Like, ah, that's my biggest problem in life. Meanwhile, in ever in Africa... little kids are playing real-life Call of Duty with other little kids. Fucked up, though, the whole Coney thing, the whole child soldier situation. I mean, to be fair, though, they do look adorable. I mean, you know, because of the little outfits. And also, black kids are just naturally cuter. It's not a joke, though. Like, guys, I'm serious. I'm thinking about, like, adopting one, though. Really am. I mean, not to make his life better, because at this point in my life, I can make no one's life better. I want him to, like, more or less train me to be some type of a badass. Like, anyone know anything about adopting an African child soldier? This seems like the crew that might, like, you know? Did he just ask about adopting an African child soldier? Oh, fuck, I left my pamphlets in the car. I just wonder if you can pick, like, the type... Like, you know, this one's good with explosives. This one's good with assault weapons. Like, I want one that knows how to, like, throw knives. I mean, I'm not going to throw knives because I'm, like, 1/8 Cherokee. So I want to learn how to throw a tomahawk. You know what you're thinking? Like, they're like, he doesn't look Indian. Don't worry. I'm red skin where it counts. Got a problem with my red skin dick, huh? You keep moving off land. You're like, hey, I'm sorry we offered your dick this land, but, you know, we're going to have to move you over here. We're going to give you a nice dick casino, though. And a condom full of smallpox. I can't wait to get him, though. I can't wait to get him. It's going to be so fucking magical. Just meeting my African child star. I'm going to tear it up right now. I was thinking about it. Hey, little buddy, what's your name?
Naime.
White daddy's drunk, and what's your name? Of course I'm drunk. I never trained with an African child soldier sober. I'm not going to start now. what's your name?
Naime.
Oh, fuck. I'm just going to call you NyQuil. Don't worry, though. Don't worry, I'm gonna give him all the cigarettes, beer, and white women he can handle, so he's gonna have it pretty well. Dream is we'll go around, we'll start solving crimes, like an awesome 80s like CBS cop show.
NyQuil and Tomahawk. One is an African child soldier, the other is drunk with a tomahawk. Tuesdays at 10.
I just can't wait till one of these days when I tell this joke, someone's gonna come up to me afterwards and be like, you know what? I heard that joke and it's not funny at all. It's a serious problem. I seen the Coney documentary and you should be ashamed. Be like, all right, little goody dibby two shoes. Where's yours at? Hopefully we can get them at the same time and make them fight to the death like some type of fucked up Pokemon. NyQuil, I choose you. Sidebar, do you guys know that STDs are a lot like Pokemon? Once you get one, you gotta catch them all. Except only one of them evolves. Ah! HIV is evolving into AIDS. Press B, motherfucker, press B, press B. Oh, you missed it. Oh, you missed it. I don't know what I'd do if I got the AIDS. I don't know what I'd do. Probably keep living, because a lot of people are making it now, but I might just end it, you know, Bob? I think that's a great segue into suicide. What do you think? Nailing the segue. That's a little dark, but let's get real here. You know, we've all thought about, here's the thing, if you haven't thought about killing yourself, it's because you're too busy thinking about killing other people. That's the way that works. I mean, you know, I've thought about it, but my main sticking point is I just can't think of a funny enough way to do it, you know? I mean, friends and family, sure, like, whatever, but just can't find the humor in it, you know? Like, one idea I did have was, like, maybe I could, you know, plug my asshole up and eat nothing but wrapped hard candy for a week. and then I'd send out flyers and everything, make a big event in a park, and then I would dress up like a clown and digest C4 and explode myself like a human pinata. And just rain down from the heavens, and all the children would run around, and it'd be fucking fantastic, like, you know, because everyone could get off work for it. Like, I'm sorry, I can't come in, my friend's going to kill himself. Oh, I'm so... Wait, did you say he's going to? Yeah, you didn't get the flyers? There's a whole Facebook invite. It's going to be a DJ face painting cornhole. It's going to be fucking awesome. Kidding, guys. I'm never going to do that. I don't like kids that much. Now, I do know. I do know how I would do it, though. I would head off into the great Canadian northern. You know what I'm saying? Up off the fucking grid. And I would fight and get killed and eaten by a bear. The way I want to go. But the main thing is, though, is that the main sticking point is I don't want to be cut out of the bear. I want the bear to be flown home. And so when you walk in the funeral home, it's just a big table with a fucking bear like this just laying there and pictures of me stapled all over its stomach. And a big sign outside that just says Tom Nelson Bear Funeral. Mainly because it's never happened before. And two, the best part is somewhere during that night, my grieving mother is going to go up to someone and be like, how did you know Tom? They're going to be like, didn't know Tom. I'm here for the bear. Never been to a bear funeral. And me and Cheryl just thought, you know, we can't pass this one up. I know you guys have a lot of questions about, like, Tom, that doesn't seem very feasible. Like, you killing this bear, and then there's so many questions, and I'm here to answer those questions. First thing you're thinking, Tom, how are we going to know which bear killed you? How are we going to track it? Easy. I'm going to fight the bear using nothing but spray paint. One, it's going to be easy to find a purple and yellow bear. Two, if I can kill the bear with spray paint, it doesn't deserve to be a bear or alive. I couldn't even kill a koala bear using spray paint. Sidebar, do you guys know that koala bears sleep like 22 hours a day and eat nothing but eucalyptus, which just gets them completely fucking high? They're essentially the Doug Benson of the bear world. You couldn't kill a bear using that koala bear using spray paint. You'd just be like, shh, it'd be like, fucking stop it. Stop it. Fuck it, stop it. Fuck, I'm just a different colored bear now. And then you guys are thinking like, all right, Tom, the bear ate you and it's colored. What next? How are you going to get it home? Who's going to help you out? That, my friends, is where motherfucking NyQuil comes in. That's right, African child soldier in the trees, poison darts. It's going to stop the digestion. That's important. I know what you guys are thinking. That's fucked up. Like, NyQuil's going to have to watch his guardian be eaten by a wild animal. Again. Tom, what's the big closer with this Tom Nelson bear funeral? Thank God you asked. Afterwards, the bear is going to be wheeled out into the parking lot. It's going to be shoved full of C4 because that's readily available. And then we're going to explode the bear, and parts of me are going to rain down upon us. And if you collect certain parts, you get certain prizes. If you collect Tom Nelson's head, you win a lovely weekend getaway to Niagara Falls. The American side. We're not getting too wild here. All right, I think it's a pretty good time to talk about internet porn, huh? What do you think? How are we doing on time?
You can keep going as long as you want.
All right. Is that okay? Fuck. It doesn't matter if you guys said anything. I'm still going to keep going. Let's hear it for internet porn.
Yeah.
Eric was alluding to, thank God for internet porn, though, just mainly because, do you guys realize how much crazy shit is out there that we would never even know if it wasn't for internet porn? For instance, squirters.
Squirting.
Yes. Yes. Someone here is a fan of the adult slip and slide. But could you imagine, though, like you're around in the 70s and running into one of those in the wild and not knowing they could do that? You're having a great time going down a girl with your great 70s mustache, you know, doing the ABCs with your tongue. I'm not a hack. I do it backwards. And everything's going great down there. Don't look at me like, I know you make that same exact sound when you're going down a girl. Drop the bass. Bonfire. Things are going great, and then all of a sudden just... Honey, I think something's wrong down there. Why? Because every single girl that squirts is possessed by the devil. Fun fact. Honey... I think your vagina is sick.
Why?
It just sneezed on me. You go from having a great sexual experience to reenacting a scene from Ghostbusters. Venkman, we've been slimed. Also, the other bad thing... You guys think Amish people squirt? You think there's Amish squirters out there? I just hope the Amish have good sex lives, because there's got to be something good about it. Like... Just walk through there and be like, no, let me through your lady beard. You step through lady beard the same way you step through cobwebs. Seriously, oh, handsome, you think your sex swing's cool? Imagine that sex swing built with Amish craftsmanship. But there is some bad things about porn, as Eric alluded to. One thing, it makes guys way too open with a bunch of sex stuff. Like, I guarantee everyone has that one friend that's way too into having a threesome with you and another chick. Everyone knows that one dude. Be like, dude, it'll be awesome, man. We'll, like, get this girl. We'll be, like, banging her together. Like, you'll be on one side. I'll be on one side. We'll high five, maybe lock eyes a little bit, stare into each other's souls. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be an awesome bonding experience. No. Whitewater rafting. Rock climbing. That's a bonding experience. Like, I don't think I could ever have sex with another dude and a chick at the same time, mainly, like, because, like, what if I come first? Seriously. Like, that's something porn has never taught me about, because those guys are like the synchronized swim teams of fucking. For once, I would just love the camera to raise up and just two beefy dudes be like, ready, ready, one, two, wait, we going like one, two, three, go, or one, two, go? Lethal Weapon cum joke.
Getting too old for this shit, Riggs. I don't want to see you come here, Riggs. Riggs!
It's one of my favorite ways to orgasm. Seriously, try it out.
Oh, shit. I was 3 days away from retirement.
Like, what if I come first? Like, how do you deal with that afterwards? It's like, hey, that was fantastic. Should I just clean up here? Like, what? Go back downstairs, maybe get some Powerade. You guys good? Get some hot towels or anything? Like, do I just tag back in, or how's this gonna work out? You know. And also another thing that you know, the whole threesome thing. Like, what if your balls touch? Like, I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure that's how you become gay. Time, because I know you're sitting there thinking like, yeah, I'm having fun and everything, but like, when are we going to talk about the balls? The time is now. The balls have it the worst out of any human body part, just because they're so important. Like, all of our evolution, everything, our whole entire lineage is tied directly to your balls. But it's right next to a dick and like an inch away from an asshole at all times. And the dick gets to go have all the fun. The balls are like, can we come? The dick's like, yeah, sure. But yeah, the balls are outside just.
The second time he's fucking. That's why the stamina's so good. I
got it. You keep on knocking, but you can't come in.
Yeah, your balls touch another set of balls, and it's like, because the balls have no eyes, ears, all it has is touch. So balls touch another set of balls, they're like, brother? Is that you? I've been hanging here alone so long, without any contact with the outside world, and there was another? And then your balls go on like a kung fu quest across the country looking for other balls to join. I know I'm not gay, though. I know for a fact, because when I was 13 years old, I went on a quest that all young men must go on, you know, and the quest sometimes ends differently. Sometimes it ends with you, you know, falling off the toilet. Sometimes it ends with you enrolling yoga classes. And I see you're confused because you don't understand what quest is, but ladies, the quest I'm talking about is that every single guy in here has tried to suck their dick at least once in their life. It's a God-given fact. The sun will rise, and somewhere out there is a 13-year-old going, ah! 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 But here's the thing, though, guys. I made it. I don't know how. I think it was a combination of stretching, body mass index. It was a blood moon. Sacrifice coverage, but I did it. I got down there. And the thing is that every guy thinks the same thing about sucking their own dick. One thing they think is like, fucking, I can suck my own thumb. Fucking, I can suck a dick. And ladies, and maybe even some dudes here can attest, sucking a dick, nothing like sucking a thumb. Not at all, because we all think the same thing. Oh, man, if I could suck my dick, I'd never leave my room. I would just be sending buckets out, chapstick in. Because that's the thing, we don't think about the cycle that, yeah, we're getting our dick sucked, but, like, we're sucking a dick at the same time. And I didn't even, like, get all the way down on it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was playing tipsies at best. And I got down there, and I was like, I've gone too far. At this point, I didn't even know what a vagina looked like, but I'm sure it was it. It was it. It was it. It was it for me in life. It was it. How do I dig myself out of this hole? Chad? Chad? Hit the breaker! Hit the breaker! Now, Chad! Now! I don't really know where to go after telling everyone here that I sucked my own dick, so I'm just gonna be like, fuck Disney. Fuck Disney. Where we're gonna go with that. Not for the whole, like, oh, Disney's an anti-Semite thing. Like, you know.
That's why.
No, that's why you say fuck Disney? Like, I mean, no, I mean, I love the Jews. If it wasn't for the Jews, we wouldn't have Easter. But, but no. Man, this crowd loves themselves some Jewish jokes. Real hot Jewish crowd there tonight. Now, I'll say fuck Disney mainly because Disney made me the absolute little pussy-ass bitch that I ain't here today. Because I would be sitting there, you know, like, watching the Brave Little Toaster, and I would think everything in my house is alive. Microwave would break. I'd be like, Mom, you can't get rid of him. His name is Humphrey. He's a part of a family. Funny how that changed, though, once I started beating off all over the house, though. We gotta get rid of that toaster, Mom. That's a brand new toaster. Yeah, but it's seen too much. It knows what I have humped, what I haven't humped, and probably what I'm gonna hump. Would have loved to hear the conversation between the microwave and the fridge after I tried sucking my own dick. Holy shit, fridge, you checking this out? They're black appliances. Holy shit, fridge, you checking this shit out, fridge? Oh my god. Oh shit, he's going for it. Oh, he's down there really deep. Oh, he did not like that at all. He did not like that. Should have showered first, Tom. For real, like, where was the Toy Story movie when Andy started beating off everywhere? Like, where's that? Would have been a completely different movie. Like, Toy Story 2.5, where's that movie at? Like, can we get real, though? Like, the little cowgirl, Jesse, would not have made it into Toy Story 3. He would have done dirty, nasty things to her. And the worst thing is he would have had Woody sitting on the bed watching everything. He's sitting there pulling strong like, there's a snake in my boot. Someone poison the water hole. Andy, please stop it. Little cowgirl would have ended up underneath the bed, white, sticky, covered in shame. That's not a Pixar movie. That's a Lifetime movie. Soundtrack would have been a lot different too. Be like, you just beat off on me. You just beat off on me. When you're feeling weird and lonely, well, you just beat off on me. I don't know why, but anytime you sing that song, Randy Newman gets more and more special as the song goes. You gotta feel me. You gotta feel me. I thought the mic was off, and I just.
I think it is.
The mic is off.
Is it?
There's a button.
It says on, though.
It says.
My name is Tom, and I don't do words good. Check. Check. Oh, that's okay. Sean, don't blame yourself, man. You put on a lot of this thing. But I do like the Disney songs, though. I'm a fan of that. But one of my favorite Disney songs is, anyone here a Beauty and the Beast fan? Girls, ladies?
My favorite Disney movie.
I love it. I think you love it the same reason I do. I love Gaston. Because let's face it, really not a Disney villain, just more like a giant douchebag. But can we be honest? He bare knuckle fought a giant fucking beast. That's a fucking badass right there. And sure, he's a little bit of a dick, but I love it because he has that Gaston song. And if you put a pause in there, you can fit Tom in there perfectly. So it starts out good, but I kind of hate myself, so the song deteriorates really quickly. It's like, no one jokes like Tom, no one dances like Tom, nobody sweats when they eat like Tom, no one jerks just like Tom, no one hurts just like Tom, nobody cries after sex like Tom. No one sick just like Tom. No one clicks with Tom. No one will admit to sucking their own dick like Tom. But last thing I'll leave you guys with, though, is a secret. You know, I want you guys to walk out of here with something underneath your tool belt. And guys, this is for you.
This is why I came.
This is it?
Yeah.
This is for you, man. Not that you need any help. Fucking hair. Just,
you look so good.
He's about to like, I feel like you're about to like jump on a motorcycle and haul ass out of here, and then have sex with her on the front of the motorcycle, and then once you're done, you throw her off, and another one just jumps on. But you're still going, and there's like a van. That's where the other one comes in, is a van. High-speed chase. And that van, they can't drop that van below 55 miles an hour, so I split. Speed jokes, nice. But the thing I'm going to give you is, if, not that you need help, if your girl's a Disney fan, you can incorporate Disney songs to absolutely get laid. Like, for instance, you want to do a little bit of foreplay action. Maybe try things, maybe take things downstairs. You look at her and just be like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Everything's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Or, guys, let's say you're trying to get a little adventurous. A little bit, try a little number two door action. A little bit of brown hole action. Look down her butt. Look up at her. Look down her butt. Look up at her and just go, a whole new world. A fresh, fantastic point of view. Here's the thing, guys. If you actually enjoy that song, I'm sorry, because it's fucking ruined. It might not happen today, tomorrow, it might be years, but you're going to realize this song's all about anal. No one to tell us no or where to go. Now we're in a whole new world. But the ultimate thing you got to do, guys, if you're a Disney fan, right when you're in the middle of the passion love making, I fuck like I'm doing a hula hoop. I don't know if you're listening. Take it around town, around town. SpongeBob jokes, nice. Right when you're in the middle of, you know, about to hit the vinegar strokes, you know, the moment of true passion, look at her in the eyes and just go, nah! But you know how you gotta finish it off there, right? Simba. My name is Tom Nelson. Thank you guys so much for coming out here tonight. Give it up for Lousy Weather.
Keep it going for Tom Nelson. Holy shit. I love Tom Nelson. I appreciate all of you guys coming out tonight just to watch comedy. We have this fishbowl right here, and we're going to split it between these three guys for beer money. So if you guys want to throw anything in there, like I just threw two pennies in there, I'll add a dollar. Like, if you got like two pennies, one penny, a dollar, we're going to add it all up for fucking beer money for these guys. He's got a long drive home. This was a great show. I thank all of you guys for coming out. This was so much fun. Thank you, guys. Give it up for Chad Weaver, Chatty Cumsocks, fucking Bob, fucking Eric Brewer, and Tom Nelson. And give it up for yourselves. Thank you guys so much.
Let's have a good day.
Have a good day. Yeah, you're right. That's my catchphrase.
Do we have fun now or what?
Yeah, let's drink beer and smoke weed.
Smoke some dope.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production, executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.